Yo, what up? It's the Young Vet, Big Queens, it's your boy, DJ Just, Mr. Level 10. You know, I'm tapped in with the family, always. Blunt Talk, number one podcast right now, baby. Quarantine time, that's what we tapped into. Let's do it. Hoffa, Keish, talk to me.
Keisha.
Yo.
Hey, gal.
What's up?
Ain't shit, man.
It's April 6, 2020, and we on day 5011 of quarantine.
Man, I swear to God, my ribs is eating at my stomach. I'm tired of eating the same shit.
I'm tired of fucking cooking.
I'm tired of the same shit, man.
We're starting to wonder if there's any more animals out there, but then that's how we got in this situation.
That's a fact. Fucking shit here, man. This shit is ridiculous. Uber Eats don't ever change. It's the same shit every day.
Talking about free delivery. Sometimes that shit don't even be free.
That should be lying. You gotta read that shit twice. That should say free, and then you go down and you read it. It say that it took off. Then it'd be another bracket under saying delivery. Like, nah, nigga. It's no two. Like, what the fuck? Like,
word. Service tax, fee. Tax, and fucking delivery fee.
Motherfucker, that's your job. What you talking about? Like, service for my services. I didn't hire you, nigga. Like,
well, I guess they consider to be essential workers too. So yeah,
until that shit shut down, then they find out they ain't no essential workers.
Damn. Word. So, what's today? Today's Monday.
Yeah, it's a Mixy Mondays.
Mixy Mondays.
I think this is Mixy. It's a lot of mixiness going on out here in the world. So,
everybody was once upon a time Mixy.
Yeah, once upon a time, not long ago. I was a mix, and I'm admitting it.
Okay, Kool-Aid.
But nah. So, you know, today Mixy Monday. So, one thing we all going to talk about on Mixy Mondays is how long should it be after you break up with somebody you get into another relationship?
Okay. That's a good topic right there. Because I used to be on some, like, if you break up with somebody, you should give it a little time before you start. But niggas is grown. So it's like, if the shit ain't worked, then move on. If somebody else willing to pick up wherever whoever left off, fuck it. But yeah, at the same time, it's just like, it's questionable. Because like, what if you 5 years in a relationship with somebody and then 2 weeks you pop up single and then another week after that, you in a whole nother relationship? Then other people won't think you was been talking to that person. This nigga high, y'all.
Dying. Fucking dying. I hate smoking. This shit killing me.
Yo.
I'm about to start smoking low-grade weed. This high-grade shit ain't good. Shit fuck with my lungs.
Over there, gotta make sure you ain't got no corona in your throat trying to bite you.
Let me go drink this Hennessy real quick. Knock the corona right on out. Knock this corona right the fuck out. But nah. Honestly, you should have to wait. Because at the end of the day, not saying that, you know, the person you was dealing with was fucking around or whatever like that, but who knows? Who's to know if y'all niggas gonna get back with each other? Who's to know if this person's gonna get their act together to fix what y'all got?
Facts.
For me, like, honestly, nobody wants to sit there and wait for somebody to get their shit together when you're about 30-something years old, talking about some, oh, I was going through the stages. We was young going through the stages.
Right.
Feel me? If it's a kill, then it's a kill. But if you're pursuing something with somebody, feel me, and you fuck them over, don't get mad when you see them out with somebody else, because you fucked that up.
Word. And don't believe in them old folk tales. If you love something, let it go, and it'll come back. Like, motherfucker, you had all opportunities to make shit right then and there. Like,
not me. You love me, you let me go, you show me you ain't love me, bitch.
Yo, I'm not fucking giving nobody no chance to fucking go and do them and then fucking come back and then want to be a change, whatever the fuck you want to call yourself.
Talking about.
I'm not a trial error.
I took the time out to myself to get myself situated. Heard you.
Yeah, like what happened with you going in the other room while I'm in the living room and you doing your thing? Like,
you were, right? We was just talking about how we mad at each other. You gonna go in the other room now, but son, you talk about you going to another place. You walk out this door, bitch, that's it. Ain't no coming back, you think the keys won't work again? Nah, nigga, once you walked out, them locks changed automatically. Like, word. Gangster, like, I'm not here to play with you. You ain't here to stay. I ain't here to play.
But, like, my thing is, like, if, like, why can't you talk about it? Like, if, all right, if you talked about it over and over and shit not going how it's supposed to go, and a person give you an ultimatum and you're not trying to, you know, fuck with it, like, why you tight that they left to go seek what they want? When you knew over it, that's what they wanted. You worked mad hard to get the person. Now the person here, you don't know what to do to keep them to stay. Like,
because niggas be caught in the fucking moment, man. Niggas be so much a caught up in the moment that a lot of people look back at their old and their past relationships and they be like, I did this and I did that and the person didn't appreciate it, so I'm going to do the same thing here. So I know I'm going to do the total opposite here. And because I know this person's not going to appreciate it. And what people got to understand is like, yo, you don't deal with the same person every trip. The only person that you deal with every trip is you. So,
right.
So it's like, if you feel like something's going wrong and it's the same thing that keep going wrong or keep going wrong, it's probably not the other person. It's probably you.
Word.
For me, it's really probably you. Like, you know, you're probably up here over exaggerating. You're probably not up here doing what you got to do, and you feel like, oh yeah, I deserve more because I no, nigga, it's a 50-50 thing, nigga. If you can't, sometimes some days it might be 60-40, but that's not every day. For me, it's not an everyday thing with them. With not even them, whoever the fuck it is. For me, it's not a fucking everyday thing, but some people don't understand that. Like, you can't bring your old baggage, just like I said on the other show, you can't bring your old baggage into this new shit. Niggas ain't willing to carry that shit for you.
Word. And I feel like, you know, you shouldn't change. Even though shit happened in the past relationships where you felt like, okay, maybe I should tweak this or maybe I should. If it's not nothing that has, like, anything personal to deal with you as far as you bringing in your drama or your mental issues into the relationship, don't change how you are. Like, if you change it, it's gonna fuck shit up. Like, I don't know. Like, it's complicated, but then at the same time, it's like, you gotta remain your true self. Like, if somebody fucked that up, it's hard because people fuck up your trust. Like, trust issues and I don't know.
Yeah, that's like a whole difficult situation, kid, because it's like, I ain't gonna lie, You might be madly in love with somebody, right? And niggas, like, you know, y'all niggas keep getting into it, but, you know, y'all getting into it because of a bad habit that you got. And the person might love you to death or whatever like that. And, nigga, they just want you to get yourself right so that y'all could be with each other. But you just so simple-minded and your mind so small to understand that you are the reason why your relationship ended, that you blame everybody else. When in all reality, it's you. If you know for a fact that, you know, when you get high or you get drunk, you start acting out, you start doing this and you start doing that, you got to sit back and you got to think of everybody's situation, kid. Niggas is grown. Some people got kids, kid. I can't have you drunk over here being retarded, want to do this, want to do that, and putting the kid's life in danger. I can't do that. And you know, due to the fact that I'm sitting up here and I'm coming to you about it and telling you about it and letting you know how I feel about it and letting you know that you need to stop or slow down and you still not taking it upon yourself to help yourself, I'm going to help us out and I'm going to walk away. Because at the same time, you putting me in danger is like you putting your own life in danger. It's like you putting these kids in danger. And if you can't understand that, then you don't need to be with somebody you don't need to be with somebody who fucking understands that life has ups and downs, period.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I be feeling towards shit. Cause I be dead seeing niggas. I be dead seeing females too. I know mad females that don't got custody of their kids or, you know, they fucking baby father got the kids or anymore or whatever like that because of these niggas sitting out here, oh, I want to get drunk, I want to get high, I want to do this, I want to do that, and not knowing that you bring my negativity into people's space when you're either drunk, high, or whatever it is that you're doing. Like, If you don't see that you're doing wrong, you're going to continuously do wrong and continuously do it because you don't see that you're doing wrong yourself and everybody keeps pointing it out and you don't see the shit.
Where I also feel like people get confused with the words dating and in a relationship, because if you dating, that means you testing the waters, you talking to other people, you fucking other people. Like, y'all get into these date, y'all start off dating and then automatically assume shit is a relationship, or the person tell you that they only fucking with you, but they not doing what they gotta do to make you feel secure in that. So that people minds wander and then people start thinking about old relationships, and then now shit starts to go into play and everybody just all emotional and shit is not on the same page because there's no communication. Like, dating, keep it a buck. Like, if you want to just date, then tell that person you want to just date. But some people don't have the stomach to hear the truth, and they always begging for the truth. There's nothing wrong with telling the truth, and there's nothing wrong with receiving the truth, because at the end of the day, you shouldn't fear nothing that anyone tells you, because they're not God. They're not no one higher than you. Like, we're all human.
Exactly. Like, fucking exactly. If you just want some sex, keep it a buck. Y'all just want some sex. I mean, she might want the same shit, or he might want the same shit. But if you go into it with the mindset of I want sex, but I know I got to feed off a relationship, then nigga, you wrong. Don't get mad when feelings is involved, because this is what you fed them.
Like, don't lie to me. Lie on the bed.
Exactly. Lie when we having sex. Don't lie after. Like, yeah, I really want to be with you. No, you should have said that when we was having sex. Then I would have believed you, then not believed you after. Like, don't tell me after. Now I'm sitting up here like, damn, this bitch want to fulfill a relationship. I thought we was just fucking. Now I got to sit down and think about it. If you would have said it during sex, I would have never even sat down and thought about it. But you said it after. Like, now I got to sit and think about it. I just love it here. Come on. You love it where? Oh, this ain't permanent. Don't love it here, girl. This should change.
Could you be friends with somebody that's your ex? Like, could you be friends with... Can you tolerate being friends with an ex? Or do you allow that? Or do you see anything wrong with that? Or nothing's wrong?
It's levels. You know, for me, if that's your ex and they understand that they're your ex, then cool. If it's your ex and they feel like they always got a chance with you, even when you in a new setting or whatever like that, then no. Feel me? Because that's one thing you don't want. Somebody to always feel like they got that hold on you, no matter who you with.
Listen, me, I ain't got no insecurity issues. I just don't have, I don't have exes as friends. Like, I can't be friends with an ex. Like, that was a whole relationship. I don't care if friendship first, and no, because at some point it's going to interfere with the relationship that I'm in now. Like, I don't like that whole, oh, I could be friends. I don't care if it's childish. It's not insecurity. It's not. On my end.
It's maybe, not, though.
But I just don't, I feel like if that's a close situation, leave that shit close. Like,
I look at it like I was friends with you before anything. Feel me? Like, a lot of my exes I was friends with. Like, shit just happened. Like, oh, damn. How the fuck did she become my girlfriend? Okay. great. Shit. I didn't even know just that we was moving like that, or we was just doing our thing. But you run around telling people I'm your man, and everybody keep thinking and shit. I don't want you out here because you are my friend. I'm going to sit down and talk to you and see if this is some shit that you really understand that you're doing. Feel me? Like, but you know, even if y'all break it off up on something good, like, you know, it wasn't nothing bad. Like, yo, listen, we outgrew each other. We've been together for, what, 9 years, kid? Like, feel me? Like, we wasn't planning on getting married, not planning on having kids. Don't get it twisted. The fucking person might want kids, but they might not want kids now. But the other person might want kids. Y'all didn't end off on a bad note. But some niggas just don't want to, like, damn, I know if I give her a kid, I don't know. I hope that we be with each other, because then it's like, no lie, when you have a kid with somebody in this day and age, then niggas don't expect y'all to be with each other after.
Listen, a lot of people that got kids right now are not even together right now. It's mad baby daddies, baby mothers. Exactly. Like, nobody.
This is what I'm saying, feel me? So, you know, at the same time, some niggas look at it like that. Then you got niggas that just be like, you know what? The kid is here, kid. I got to take care of the kid, man. I'm not even worried about the mother. Then you got the niggas who can't get over the baby mother. Like, you got mad different shit, but if it's no...
That's why you shouldn't have kids unless you're married.
things happen, you know? Things happen,
but you gotta put a lot of thought in mind to look at a person and say, yeah, I'm gonna marry them. So if you could do that, you should be able to do, like, all right, boom. When you have sex with a person, it don't matter if they in a relationship with you or if you fucking them, you should automatically know off rip this person can get pregnant whether the condom is on or the condom is off or the condom could break. A baby could occur. So you shouldn't want to have sex with somebody you can't picture yourself raising a kid with. Gee, period. Look. That's how I feel with fucking marriage.
Marriage like, and sex is two different things. A nigga could say yeah to sex but not see himself marrying a female. Just like a female... Fact, just, females are the same thing. Female, not every female, just like not every male. You might see a nigga in the club that look great to you. The nigga look good. Like, you on some, oh, this nigga is fucking honey chocolate. How you honey chocolate? Like, what kind of shit is that? Like, nigga, just a whole nother skin color to you. Like, damn, this nigga is gorgeous. But you don't see yourself with him. You see yourself on a one-night stand type of shit. Like, yo, I really fuck, like, for me, shorty, you like no lie, a nigga see shorty in a club. Don't get a lie, shorty might be cool, whatever like that. But if shorty just catch your eye as a kill, then she catch your eye as a kill. If it goes further than a kill, then now you gotta look at her like, all right, I could possibly see myself with her more. But if it's just a kill, it's an in and out thing. Like you're not.
Let me tell you why, because that shit. I mean, you make sense, but you don't make sense, but you make sense, my nigga. Like, because, like, listen.
Tell you, sir. You don't like, see it every
time. Why do girls always become a hoe when the nigga comes, when the bitch go to the nigga and be on some, oh, I'm pregnant and it might be yours. Why the bitch gotta be a hoe? She wasn't a hoe when you thought she was the finest thing in the fucking room. She wasn't a hoe when she blew your back out and sucked the, you know, she wasn't all of that. And now the baby situation pops up. It's like, now you can't see yourself having a kid with her. You should have thought that when you fucked up.
It really depends. Like, if a nigga fuck a girl, right, boom. Say like, I, you meet a nigga in the club and y'all fuck. And after y'all fuck, y'all still talk and y'all still do what y'all do. But then you got the girl where y'all had that one night stand. He hit her up mad times. She don't hit him back. And then months or weeks, like four or five, like let's just say like 6 weeks go by. And a bitch that the nigga been hitting up for mad long. Yo, we need to talk. What we need to talk about? I've been hitting you up for the longest. After that night, I was hitting you up, check on you and all that shit. You ain't even hit me back. This and that.
All right, what you was hitting her up for though? Like you could have just put that in the first message.
He probably was hitting her up to try to, you know, try to chill, try to. You don't know. For me, it's not.
Yeah, that's why you need to put that shit in the message right away. Like,
what's
hey,
up? Checking
what's
on
up?
You. You know, what's up?
Yeah, like
I'm trying to get up with you.
If she don't answer you,
then it's like, all right, cool. She ain't answer me. Then she write you right. 6 weeks later. Talk about we need some talk. We need to talk about what? The fuck? Your phone ain't work 6 weeks ago. We don't need to talk.
Those them dirt bitches. Nah, those are dirt bitches. Those them bitches that don't know how to communicate.
And that's like 75% of the females out here, God. Like,
and niggas. That's people,
it's,
period.
Yo, it's
like,
men and women, God. It's men and women. It is men and women. But women are the most... are the creatures that really don't understand. like you don't know a lot. A nigga that understand, like, yo, I get it, feel me? When a female pregnant, her body go through changes, this and that, this and that. I get it. I understand, feel me? But understand that you still got a fucking job. Like, I don't care about none of that. I don't get it twisted. A nigga care? But then at the same time, like, nigga, this is what you signed up for. When you go to work and right. You got an attitude with your boss, you still got to do your fucking job, right? So right. When you got an attitude with your man and you laying next to that nigga, you still got to suck and fuck that nigga. Why? Because that's your man and that's your job. That's what you signed up for. If you didn't want to suck.
Word. I'll just, you know, I'll... throw it back real quick, but I ain't doing no extra.
Like, do not,
I give you, I cook your dinner, but I'm gonna throw your plate on the
do not
table.
Fucking touch me. Don't pull my hair. I'm not fucking with you. Don't pull my hair. Shit like that. Nah. See, and this is why I feel like, for me, like I'm not to even say that, you know, this is even a reason why people do it or whatever like that, but I feel like that's why people cheat.
Yep, that's exactly where I was going with. You know what I mean? Exactly for where me, it that's is.
Why I feel like people cheat because like it's just like a job. You might not like your job, but you still go into your job and you still do the needs that you got to do that you keep a job. Word. So
while applying for other jobs,
like, you still do what you got to do. Feel me? But at the same time, some people don't like their job, but know that yo. This job right now, I know I can't go nowhere else and get higher pay. I know I can't go nowhere else and get these benefits that this job is giving me. I might not like my job, mm-hmm. but you know what I got to do? I got to be able to stand on my own. I got to create a business for myself. When you able...
See? So when you say it like that now, it's like you're in a relationship. Sometimes it could be you keeping this job to help you build yourself for another person. Or you like this job, but you know how much this job held you down when you was at your lowest. So I gotta toughen up and change me now to make me like the job. Like it goes like you said, it's a job, a relationship.
Could expand that job. Feel me? You could take that job to a place that job never thought it could go itself. Feel me?
Marriage,
exactly.
Kids.
It's just like a job in a relationship, just like the same thing. You start off as a worker and you work your way up mm-hmm. to where you want to be. You don't just jump in a relationship and be like, well, a lot of females do jump in a relationship. Oh, that's my husband, that's my wife. No, for me, you can't jump in a relationship. You gotta work your way up, but you gotta give time. It's attention. It's like you gotta give shit. To either build that up, you can't get up that ladder and then start doing less of what you was doing before and think you're still going to move up. No, because now you're backpedaling.
But then that's like in a relationship too. You want to be in a relationship with a girl that already carries and acts herself as that's your wife. Like, but then when she acts as a wife is, you doing too much. You only the girl.
But that's
like,
not all the time. Like, but that's want? Not all the time. You know? That's just like with females too. Females want that nigga that's under them. Females want a clingy nigga. I'm not saying you, but you know, I'm just saying females want they man to call them all day, text them, be here, be there, be there. I this and that. Females want that until they get that. Now you got that clingy nigga that you just can't get the fuck away from you. Like, I'm gonna go hang with my girls. All right, I'm gonna come with y'all. No, it's just the girls.
No.
And then you know, you gotta sit up here and think about it. Like, damn, when he was going out with his niggas, I was right behind him. Like, nigga, like, oh, you going out with them? I'm going out too. For me, like, you know, just like I said, you can't come to work on too many days and give your job bullshit and think they gonna tolerate you. Yeah. You can't give your relationship bullshit and think that the person's still supposed to tolerate you. The person, do not get it twisted. You might be the best asset to that job. Like, yo, you like, yo, listen, this bitch get on my nerve, but she does this job fucking well, son. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just want to give her vacation so she could go get herself together. Some shit, like, because it's like, yo, you're not doing, like, I know the potential that you got. But you're not even living up to it. You're giving me less and less and less to work with. And you're making everybody else around me look like, damn, maybe I should put you up front. Maybe I should put you up front. When in all reality, I'm sitting here giving you the answers. I give you the answer key to this shit. I let you know what the fuck is up. Like, yo, listen, you slacking right here, baby. Like, And when a person, let's go from male or female, like, I feel like if your like boyfriend, girlfriend tell you that you're slacking or some shit, don't take it as, you know, it's a type of form of disrespect. Cause at the same time, they could move different. Instead of them coming to you and telling you, they could have moved different. And you could have felt it a whole different way. But that person took the time out to take your feelings into consideration and was like, you know what? Listen, I don't want us to fuck up. Feel me? I want us to work. Feel me? So I'm gonna let you know. Like, lately, you've been just like your boss gonna do. Your boss gonna tell you when you fucking up
before they write you up to suspend you.
They gonna bring you in that office and let you know. If you so fucking understanding with your boss when your boss let you know that you fucking up, that you get back when you're A game, why you can't do that in your relationship? Because that person's not paying you.
Facts. Let me snap for that.
Come on, sis. I be dead sitting up here thinking about that shit. Like, yo, I hear people all the time talk about they hate their job. They hate things. I can't stand this shit. I'm ready to fucking go. But you go there every day and give them people your all. But then...
Yep, and they give you a roof over your head because you got to get that income. You got food on the table.
Yeah. Them niggas bring that benefit to you. So now you got a man. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is that your man bring to that table or whatever he bring to the table, that's why you with him. He probably built that table. For me, we don't know. But it's a reason why you're with that person. But if you're giving that person less and less to work with, then why are they with you now?
Right, and don't have no attitude. Just
keep it. Just be understandable. Like, yo, listen, I didn't want to cheat on you. I didn't want to do it, so I kept coming to you and kept coming to you and kept coming to you and kept coming to you. Because at the end of the day, I wanted us to work this shit out. And it's like every time I kept coming to you, you fucking let it go through one ear out the other because you want to be so stubborn that you don't want to listen to me. But a fucking white man will tell you that you got poor ethnic skills or poor work skills or whatever like that, and you're going to work the next day with your head held high, and you'll go give them niggas A++. I tell you, you got poor girlfriend skills, and you don't even suck my dick like a porn star later. No, nigga, like, the fuck? You don't even suck my dick like a porn star. I tell you, you got poor girlfriend skills. What? All right, let me show this nigga what the fuck. Nah, they don't do that shit. Oh, nah, hell no. Hell no, bitch, give you her back. Like, bitch, the fuck? You.
That's levels. What, you applying for a job? Maybe you... Maybe I ain't like something you did the other day. You ain't trying to fix it when I brought you to your attention. But so you know what?
But you ain't come to work the next day with that same attitude.
Nigga, I called the fuck out. I used paid time off. I called the fuck out. You talking
but you still
about?
Had to go back, right?
When I went back, when I went back to work the next day, shit was going good on my end, but you had a little attitude, yeah. So you know we back to where we was. I think you need
fuck
to take
it.
A little paid time off. And you
fuck
know-
it, let me go take this paid time off. You got your rocks right. Let me go get my shit right. Come back with a smile on my face. Very like, right. Nah, that's just how I look at it. Shit. Job in a relationship is like the same shit.
Word, and it's not no tit for tat shit either. Don't do something because this person did something. Try to be better, like. That petty shit is annoying
my light
in a relationship.
My light
what the fuck? Don't, because, I'm tight and I'm going to go to a party today. You decide you want to go to a party
bitch,
every
you ain't never
day.
Party
like,
a day in your life.
Exactly. Ain't no tit for tat shit. Like, no. It's anything compete. Like, if I brought home oxtail today,
that's
bring home curry
and
chicken
that's,
or some shit.
And then a lot of females these days, they don't even cook. Like, I'm going to keep it a buck, son. I'm gonna keep it a whole buck with you, son. I just be seeing mad off the wall shit that I feel like is out of pocket. Like, don't get it twisted. Females is winning right now. I give the females that. Females got
nah. They waiting to pick a color.
Oh
pick
yeah,
a color.
For me, like you know, do not. All right, the females who got businesses where you know they don't got to use the Chinese people to you know get their bread or whatever like that. Even if you got your own business that's not like working right now because of what's going on, at the end of the day, I look at it like, mm-hmm. All right, y'all got motivation. You know how many niggas is out here living off of a female's like unemployment or females this or females that because that nigga wasn't working before you was making the money because of your business. Now your business is on hold and he can't even flip an ounce.
Shit.
For me?
Shit.
You can't get that nigga $300 and tell that nigga. You can't get that nigga fucking. You can't get your man. Certain bitches cannot give their man a band and tell that nigga to bring back $1,500. Nigga bring you back $1.50 before he bring back $1,500. Gangster.
Nigga might bring back that whole thing.
I can't do it. Hey, don't nobody got nothing. Don't nobody got nothing. Nigga, go out and go buy a pair of sneakers. For me, like I know niggas who would rather sneakers than they females offering them a whole business scheme. Like, yo, listen, I got 5 bands right now for you to open up this store. Either you take this 5 bands or you take this 5 bands and get this Rolly. Which one you want? I know niggas that'll take the Rolly over a business. Gangster like.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like that's why, because the majority of the females these days that are single are wifey material and
not
they can't
all,
handle them?
Because it's like some females, like honestly, what is wifey material? When you go to the store, you can't ask that. You can't ask them. Like, yo, let me get wifey. Niggas, I hear you saying. But females could go in the up in the store and let me get the boyfriend. Let me get the boyfriend size pants right there. Whatever they call that shit at Vicky's. What they call that shit? Boyfriend what? No, it's boy not shorts? Boy shorts, man. Fucking boy shorts, man. They be having like boyfriend jeans or some shit like that. Like, I feel me? Like, y'all could go in there and ask for boyfriend material. We can't go in no store and ask for wifey material. So a wifey material is whatever we put together in our head. You can't tell me that you're wifey material if you don't know what my material is.
I feel like, too, like, all right, you see how females got this pedestal where they put men on and certain things they require out of a man? I feel like God should have that same energy, too. Like, people don't look out for the gods either. I feel like y'all y'all just dip and dabble in anything because it's a bitch with a pussy and legs. Like, nah, y'all need to put that same energy. Like, bitch, you don't know how to cook. I can't fuck with you. Like, you got to put that on it, like, out there. Like, a bitch want a nigga to come home and have the bills paid and this, that, and the third. And you can't even fucking do the same. You can't even compete. Like, you can't be on the same level. Nah, y'all need to put y'all.
Some niggas do it, though. Some niggas, you know, you do got the niggas that sit up here, make sure the bills is paid. Everything is good. Like, yo, you good? You need money for your hair? You need this? You need that? Nigga, do that. And the female not give the nigga nothing to work with. Nothing. Like, nigga, I'm working with nothing, God. I come home, no food. Come home, the house still the fucking same. Like, I'm coming home to nothing. I'm coming home to me cleaning. I'm not coming home to everything being done. No, I'm coming home to me cleaning. The fucking rent get paid because of me. But at the end of the day, I can't sit up here and bring that up because that's an agreement that we came up on. But you know, what I am going to bring up is you not doing what the fuck you got to do as a female, period. Like, nigga.
On your part of the
exactly day. Like it'd be dead hard when you try to when you don't like me. I'm a person people say I don't know how to say things, and honestly I don't know how to say certain things because like I'm so blunt with certain things that I'm supposed to say shit calm or whatever like that so people understand, because not everybody emotions is built like me.
Yeah, I can't do that. If it come out how it come out, then you did something to make me that fuck. Like, I'm not sugarcoating or babysitting or hooking on finding a nigga or bitch. Like,
let me ease this out for them, because one, I curse all the time. So it's like certain shit that I did say to you, you're going to be like, oh, but you curse. But I didn't mean nothing. I curse all the time. When I read, I curse. I add curse words in like the book, so I understand it better. Like, for me, that's right. Me. It shouldn't be like that. But that's just me. Like, that's how I understand shit. Like,
yeah, some people want you to be empathetic and sympathetic. And I'm just on some. Listen, I'm going to tell you how it is. And I'm not coming out as a fake person. But this is what I see right then and there. And if you can't fuck with it, then don't fuck with it. I respect that, too. But you don't have to listen to what I say. Or don't ask me for my opinion or advice. And then when I tell you something, you don't put that into consideration and use what I told you. You just do the complete opposite. You don't want help.
Don't want no fucking help. I hate people who ask for help and don't want the shit either. Like, stop asking me for my good ass advice. I could have helped. You could have used somebody else for it. I'm giving your dumb ass the shit and you ain't even using the shit. Fuck.
Right.
Why you gonna tell me that your cat fucking cut up your fucking couch and I tell you get a damn cat away? I come back over there a month later. You got the same fucking cat in a new couch with new cuts in it. Nigga, get a fucking cat up. Yeah, you gonna get a new couch or you gonna just kick the fucking cat out? Like, it's either or. Like, for me, like, I don't know. It's life.
Mm-hmm. We gonna have some more topics coming up soon. We already hit the mark for the day.
I mean, because yesterday, I ain't gonna lie, we dead missed on Sunday's episode. We had to put it on hold. Nigga had to work. He sent you work or shit. I'm sorry. Feel me, nigga, I had to work. We missed yesterday, so, you know, we gave y'all a little extra, you know, 3-4 minutes. Nah, they're like, 3-4 minutes, nigga, you gotta make this shit longer. Fuck that. Yeah, y'all just get spicy.
Nah, we just gonna have to double up and put two episodes out this week.
We might have to find some Wild Out Wednesdays or some shit. I don't know. We gonna come up with something different schemes and shit. Every time, different scheme, but you know, we gonna always have to air it out. because this is all blunt talk. This is what blunt talk is about. If you got an issue blunt with somebody, talk. Even if you don't even got to say your name, for me, you want me to put it out there. The person catch on. The person know the situation, then the person know the situation. You don't want to directly say it to them because you know it'll probably end the friendship. So fuck it. Let me know. Let me know.
Yo, yeah, niggas made a whole Facebook so y'all could put y'all, whatever y'all feel like talking about, y'all could put it right in that Facebook group chat. And just leave your shit blended. Like
let me know. You could mail. You could put like you could send mail to the admins, and you could let us know what's going on before you want anything posted. Or yo, I want this posted. Can you post it for me? I'll post it instead of you putting yourself out there because it might be somebody in the chat that you directing it towards or whatever like that. But that's why we here. We here for blunt talk. We not here for all this extra feeling. Like, I'm not here for if I tell you some shit, you start crying, you start teary out at heart. No. This is blunt talk, bitch. Whole lot of shit. Keep your tears. I'ma
send your thoughts. Send your thoughts to Mr.
Let me talk. Because you gotta be told this bullshit. Sis, let me talk with the bullshit. Word though.
But we hope y'all stay safe, stay inside. We want this corona shit to be over with. Summer's starting to tease us a little bit.
She come out at 8 o'clock, y'all. She come out at 8 o'clock. If no lie, I seen on TV before we even try to extend this shit, really. I seen on TV that everybody going to go back to work after April 29th, right? It is now April, 6th today, right? If we stay quarantined for the next couple weeks to the 29th, right? Them niggas might open up outside quicker. Because this is some man-made shit, not to get into it, but if they feel like, because it sounds stupid, they're telling you to stay inside until a certain day. You can't go work till a certain day till they get it under control. It has to be man-made. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, until you get what under control? Nigga, like, nigga, you in there making soup and it's overflowing?
It's too many bosses saying too many different information, too. Like, if you had one person is saying all the necessities that we need to hear to make sure that we are at least okay, like, then cool. But when you got this news outlet, this reporter, like, I read one that says Central Park about to open up to whole bodies. Like, yeah, I thought listen, we was just decreasing. Like, what the fuck?
Listen, our president is from Queens. It's like...
That's not my president.
Yo, listen, it's sad to say, I don't consider nigga my president, but when everything boils down to it, when nigga gotta make decisions and shit, that stupid motherfucker right there, kid, that nigga right there, Donald Trump.
He from Queens, and he don't even send shit to New York. Like, I don't understand that.
He's a Queens nigga. He's stingy, God, like Queens. But we not even gonna get to that. We'll probably get into that on the next episode, why I feel Queens is stingy. But, you know,
word.
This blunt talk, y'all. We're going to say what we want. This blunt talk. Want. And if y'all don't like it, basically.
Oh, well.
All right, y'all. Out.
All right.